Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yes. Would you please help me to see? I have a bill from Maurice R. Us. What are you doing? What line of business is it?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a third-party customer support agent at a call center that serves over 400 companies that sell different products and also have many sites online. May I please have your zip code?
This is a number. I'm so sorry. This is a number that they list on my bill, and I have no recollection of I order anything from them. So how do I contact the company? Because this is a number that they list, 866-207-3821 in Nevada.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name, see if it's in the system?
Okay, my zip code is
90043. Yes, ma'am.
Santa Monica, California. You don't see anything.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Your first and last name, please?
K-A-N-O-K, Canuck.
Just to verify, I do have the right person up. Could you please verify your address for me?
Yes, 840 Harvard Street, Santa Monica.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. I see that this started on February 21st. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you want a free gift of a tactical bag?
Tactical bag, yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Good, because I don't know what that is. At the bottom of the page are some terms and conditions, and it said that with receiving a free gift, it came along with a subscription of a Factory Direct Savings Store, and that's an online gadget store that allows you to purchase different.
I'm so sorry. I have to interrupt you again. I am a senior, and at the moment, I have to see my ear doctor pretty soon. I am very hard of hearing, and a lot of sound, it just kind of muffler. So I need you to go slowly and let me, I'm not dumb, but I'm just not hearing well. So would you repeat that one more time?
Yes, ma'am. At the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said, with receiving the free gift, it came along with a subscription of a Factory Direct Savings Store, and that's an online gadget store that you can go on to purchase different gadgets, and it also comes along with a $125 gift card. But with the free gift of that tactical bag, with the terms and the conditions that came along with it, started the subscription of a Factory Direct Savings Store, and that's the price of the $56.95.
Oh, so that's an annual charge, or is it a monthly charge?
It's a monthly charge, yes, ma'am.
Monthly charge? I don't want that gift. I did not apply for the gift. I don't know why they sent me the gift. And this is a, I'm so sorry, it's not your fault, but I have to say that it's a deceiving thing for senior.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just one moment, and I'll get you a cancellation number.
Cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
How can I go to the company and send them my letter so that I, because I couldn't find anything on the Google search for this particular company. And that's why I said, let me call the number that they listed. I hope you understand. that we don't want to be a victim of this kind of thing. We are on limited budget, and we are going to be deceiving this.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I do have a confirmation number that confirms it's canceled.
Confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am.
For cancellation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's the confirmation number?
It's C as in Charlie.
C?
four six four 708.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Hold on 1 second, real quick, please. Monty,
yes.
You got to listen to this. Please.
What is it?
It says a company that send you the free gift of that, and in that free gift, it comes in the record that says if you do not do anything, they will charge you monthly for this $56 to be a buyer of some kind of product that it will be cheaper in kind of like a club, buying club. So this is a monthly fee of $56. This lady is very nice on the phone. She doesn't represent this company. She's a call center. So she gave me a number for cancellation. But I'm asking for the address to send to the company. There's no free gift in this world. Listen to me.
Oh, I thought I paid for the
What did you pay for? I thought you got the gift. No, it's a free gift. You told me you got the free gift.
Just said I just pay for the postage over the world. Actually, I paid $8.
I don't know. You heard that?
Yeah,
$8.
Sure.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you heard that? My husband, I mean, just the two of us here, the two seniors, stupid senior, he said he received the gift and he paid $8 for the postage.
Yes, ma'am. And
yeah,
within and those terms and conditions, started that subscription of the Factor Direct Savings Store, but I am able to get you.
I'm so sorry. Well, let me listen to him one moment, please. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
What did you say, Monty? I am with the lady right now.
When I decided to pay for the postage for the bag, they did not say anything hidden in there, saying that I had to.
They said they come with the package, according to her. Of course, she didn't send it.
They should put it up front that this is a package. They're sneaky. They're doing
Yeah. I know they're sneaky for the senior, but don't fall into that trap. Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. I got mad.
They refuse them that they have a very sneaky way of doing business.
I hope you heard that. Yeah. So he paid for the sending the package of $8. I think pretty high for $8. I don't know for sure. But anyway, it's a small kind of backpack, very small one. Anyway, so if you give me the cancellation, let me read. You already canceled it, correct?
Yes, ma'am. The account is canceled to prevent any future charges, effective immediately.
Uh-huh. So that means for this $56.95, I don't have to pay for that. Because I didn't receive any bill from them. All of a sudden, it sneaked up on my credit card. And luckily, I'm the one who do the billing to pay the bill on credit card. That's why I called it.
Yes, ma'am. As a courtesy, the $56.95 will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
So they will be refunding me for the $56.95, correct?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I don't owe anything on the $56.
No, ma'am. And the account is canceled to prevent any future charges.
Okay, and let me confirm the cancellation number again, and that's a confirmation. C as in Charlie, 25 94 64 708.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
You are very, very kind and nice. What's your name?
Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Yes, ma'am.
You just have that beautiful name, just like the car. Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome,
and,
ma'am.
So you are a call center, not for this Risk R Us, right? Call for a lot of things, or you
yes,
are for
ma'am.
The Risk R Us, but they represent several business.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, Mercedes, thank you very much. And you have their address, so I could write to them, confirm that I have called to cancel the membership.
Let's see if they have an address. Because there is an online website. They don't have an address, but they do have an email.
Oh, email, okay.
And their email is
support.
try perfect perfect
S-E-P-T.
F-E-C-T, yes, ma'am.
This is perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Discount, supply, all of that is one word.
Try Percept. S-E-C-T or P-T? C as in sector? I mean, as Charlie or P as in Paul?
C as in Charlie and T as in Tom.
Okay. Try Percept.
Discount.
Discount.
Supply.
Supply.
.com.
.com. Okay, ma'am. I feel bad that you work for this company. This is a really deceiving company. Try Percept. Discount. Sec is P-E-R-S-E-C as in Charlie T. Discount. Supply company. Supply.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I because the C and the P, I cannot distinguish these two. S-E-C as in Charlie. And then T. Perfect.
Yes. Perfect. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Perfect. Or what? S-E-P-E-R. Perfect, right?
Yes, ma'am. Perfect.
F like in Frank, right?
P-E-R-F-O.
That's why I said perfect. It didn't make any sense. Try perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. Got it. Mercedes, you have a very nice day.
You
and
too, ma'am.
Please continue to be so nice.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day. God bless you.
Okay, God bless. Bye now.